Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason and I were just talking about what a great job the plagiarist is doing. He's gotten over 100 people killed, 12 in the military, the rest civilians. And so, you know, if you arrest him and you put him in the clink, and you look down the line of succession, there's not a good choice in the list of 15 of them, including Pete What's-His-Butt, Transportation Secretary. He's on the list. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set to the world's largest transcontinental preparedness broadcast classroom. Jason's engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class today, hour number one, Lindley. Hour number two, Bert. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
You know, it sounds like a different connection today. Is that my imagination?
You are right about that. I have escaped from California.
Yeah? You want to tell us about it?
Sure. I'm out in the boonies. It's great. We took an adventure, and we're on an adventure, and we're out in the wilderness here, and we're living off-grid for a little bit to see what it's like.
Mm-hmm. So how's your day been?
Well, it started off butchering a chicken this morning at 6 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
That was pretty cool to watch.
Not for the chicken.
It feel pretty good. It brought me down to earth a bit, right?
I'll bet it did. I'll bet it did. So where, yeah. do you want to say where you are or not?
We're in the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
We're in, up a little closer to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gorgeous here.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, we're just seeing a whole nother world up here. Really nice. It's very peaceful up here.
So you, and how did you get there, Lindley?
We drove. We drove up through all the fires in California, through the fires in Oregon and Washington, and we just continued on up north, and it was a very nice drive. Very nice
mm-hmm.
drive.
Mm-hmm.
Quite proud of us.
Well, so is this the first time you've ever done anything like this?
No. When I was in college, I actually drove from California to New York through the northern route. So I have done quite a bit of road driving, you know,
mm-hmm.
cross-country driving, but not
yep.
in this direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you're driving through the fires. So were you close to any of the fires on the roads that you took?
I didn't see any fire, but we were in smoke from Sacramento all the way to southern Washington with just a couple exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Was it tough on respiration?
No, not really, but you sure couldn't see much. We were at Crater Lake,
mm-hmm.
and there was just one spot where you could partially see the water, and then if you just moved a little bit off to the in the other direction, it was just smoke. You just couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember in the 90s driving through the fires in Florida. And, you know, you could see the smoke up ahead, and the smoke got thicker and thicker. And we were on the interstate, had the children in the vehicle. Mrs. Finelli was there, and we were going to Disney's Wide World of Sports for a karate championship where our children were participating. And, you know, the smoke got thicker and thicker, and we saw the fires on the shoulders of both sides of the interstate. And then drivers were going about 70 miles an hour, you know, behind you, pushing. And you could see that you could see less and less and less as you went forward. And if you slowed down, they would crash into the back of you. If you went forward, you couldn't see where you were going, literally. And it was absolutely terrifying. I mean, I'm talking zero visibility. It was like looking out the window of an airplane in zero visibility as you go through the clouds. It was just like that. It was just one more example of the GDP. You know, the people all around you have no idea that they should pull over or slow down. And, you know, if you pull over to the shoulder, they'd crash into the back of you. If you pulled off in the median, they'd crash into the back of you. If you went straight ahead, you might crash into somebody else. And if you slowed down, the guys behind you would crash into you. It was just a bad situation, no matter how you look at it. And I hate being in those kinds of things. So I had a little bit of experience with it. So what else would you like to tell us about what you're doing?
Well, we're eating all kinds of different food.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been to the store. We're just living off of the preserved meat, like the moose. We had moose our first night here, and it was absolutely delicious. It did not taste gamey at all.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have it again.
Mm-hmm. So where did the moose come from?
Oh, my. I think that our host may have killed it and then canned it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know you could can moose. But I guess
yeah.
You can can everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can can meat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are your plans?
We've been driving in the UTV through the mountain instead of around the mountain on the highway. We've been literally going right through the mountain, seeing all kinds of beautiful animals, and my gosh, there are butterflies all over the place here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we're on a little farm. We've got wandering chickens everywhere and goats and these beautiful Great Pyrenees that are protecting us. So I feel
mm-hmm.
very grateful to these dogs. They're out all the time just there to keep the bears away.
Mm-hmm. Human bears and black bears and grizzlies, right?
Right. Right. Yeah.
So is this, I mentioned to you that if you went on this adventure, that let me back up. We used to have expos. We had 7 Get Prepared expos, and they were among the largest in the country. People from as many as 44 states came to our expos. And some people would call and ask, you know, what's this going to be like? And I would say to them, we had as many as 80-something seminars going on, 1 hour per seminar over a period of 2.5 days. And so there were more seminars than you could attend. And you'd have to bring several people with you, and each one would go to separate seminars at the same time, and if you wanted to, make sure that somebody attended all of them. And I would say to the people who are considering coming that I can guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events. I guarantee it. Or if you don't think that that's the case, I'll be glad to give you your money back. But I can't see that happening. And I mentioned to you that I thought if you did this adventure, it would be one of your life's 10 most memorable events. Do you think that's possibly true?
Absolutely. I think that whenever you travel, it's difficult to forget those wonderful memories of new scenery and new people and new ways of thinking and new values and everything. I think I'll never forget my travels, and I'll certainly never forget this trip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you, have you thought about what you left behind temporarily in California? You know, all the squabbles, the turf battles, the all the different agendas that the GDP want to get accomplished yesterday in California?
You know, this experience has been extremely overwhelming. To compare California to where we are is like heaven and hell, basically. I'm really realizing that when your neighbor can look right out of his kitchen window into your bedroom and bathroom, that's a problem. And that's how I live. So I can hear everyone sneeze around me. I'm very, very close. And here, there's no one in sight. There's no traffic, easy parking. It's magnificent here. I think there have been more deer on the road than cars, without a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're in the wild Northwest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about, did you learn about the cost of living versus the cost of living in California?
Yes, and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to, if I, so let me give you a comparison. So our host showed me his tax bills the other day for property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They range from like $35 to maybe it was $700. I don't even know if it was that high. But I saw like property tax bill of like, I mean, $35? Okay,
yeah.
So can you guess how much my property taxes are?
In California, $15,000?
Oh, close. Mine are $18,000.
Uh-huh.
$18,000. So, and I get nothing. And so my home in California, I have no driveway. I have no garage. I don't even have alley access in our 1800, you know, my neighborhood was built in the 1880s. And I have to actually pay to park on my street. And all my guests who come, if we don't remember that guest pass, they get ticketed $50 to visit me. So, wow. Pretty amazing the difference.
Lindley,
the guests can play in California.
You know, I thought I heard everything. But to pay to park in front of your own house. Did I hear that right?
You sure did. I have to pay about just $50, but that doesn't matter. I have to pay to park in front of my house. And I have no option. Other people around at least have options. I happen to buy an 1889 Victorian that was... The property was eaten up by the three other homes around me, and so I ended up with nothing. But, you know, at the time when I purchased the home, it was a great, great location, and I was right near my parents, and everything seemed so perfect. And little did I know what that really was going to mean in the end. And so close.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a fascinating story that's unfolding. And I'd like to continue it if you'd like to when we come back. Lindley's with us. She's on a road trip. And she's actually teaching homeschool on this road trip. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lindley is on a road trip. She left Silicon Valley, California. The hustle, the bustle, the sirens, the wailing sirens of the police car, the sounds of car crashes, the sounds of, you know, mayhem out there in this hustling and bustling metropolis, to the exact opposite end of the spectrum, the middle of nowhere. Lindley, do you miss the sirens wailing?
That's funny you say that. We have a regular ambulance that seems to go up the hill, and every time I think, oh, somebody must have just died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not missing anything about there. It's a little frightening to give it up because, you know, the Stockholm Syndrome, you're used to being the abuse. You're used to the abuse, but I feel more at peace here, and I feel more free, and I'm not seeing rainbows everywhere, and I'm not seeing Antifa, and I'm seeing some really good people with some really good values up here.
Yeah, and if you do see rainbows, they'll be in the sky, which would be a combination of vapor and sunlight. Yeah,
right.
Rather than just, you know, ones with paint and or printed ink. So do you want to share with the class with whom you are traveling? You know, who came with you or not?
I brought one of my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to get off work, and so she is going to be writing some reports on all of our adventures here. She got up with me this morning at 6 to watch the butchering of the chicken, which, you know, we have our little chickens at home, and they're all named, and we love them so much, and we don't butcher them. We just get the egg. However, it's so good to see where your food comes from. So it was a good experience for her.
I remember I was 7 years old when I said to my mom, Mom, you know, we had chicken, you know, for dinner yesterday. And in this book, there's a picture of a chicken. Are they the same chickens? And that's when I connected chicken was chicken, rather than chicken was just, you know, something that you ate that came from somewhere else. So I was 7 years old when I made that connection to my mom and told me, yep, that's what it is, and or that's what it was. So it's a great experience. So your daughter's with you. This is a homeschool lesson. And I believe you mentioned you. Do you want to share with the class who your host is or not?
Sure. We have a most wonderful host, Rich Sieben, and our hostess is just wonderful as well. And they have just given so much of their time driving us around and showing us all the spectacular views. And we got to go to the northern part of Glacier National Park, which I was actually already planning on taking my children to, but we couldn't get a reservation until next summer. So it's kind of like all the doors just opened right up, and here we are anyway. So it's a real blessing to be here.
So you have had a chance to meet a man that I've known for about 10 years, Rich Sieben. And we first met on the phone. He came over to our house. He stayed at our farm. He's spoken at our expo. So he's been here in person. He's just a wonderful, wonderful person. And I thought that you guys would have a real eye-opening experience. And class, this is something that we instructors do. There's an unwritten policy that instructors will help instructors. So, for example, if one of us needs the expertise of one of the others, it's a phone call away. And Rich has extended even more than that. So, you know, Dr. Norm Shealy has been to our house. We've been to his house. We help each other. It's kind of a neat thing. So if you're thinking that you are instructor material, send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com, and include your phone number and we can chat. So what else have you learned, Lindley, that that was an eye-opener for you? And the reason I'm asking so that the class can see through the radio, through your eyes, what this is really like to go from, you know, the city to the middle of nowhere. When we come back in about, after the bottom of the hour break and news and commercials, let's talk about that. What else did you see, and what did your daughter, your homeschool student, see that maybe she said, Mom, I don't believe this. This is really interesting. What might that have been? We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Evacuation flights from Afghanistan resumed with new urgency on Friday, a day after two suicide bombings targeted desperate people fleeing the Taliban takeover. And the new number is more than 100 people killed, not including the 13 U.S. military troops caught in the terrorist attacks. The United States says further attempted attacks are expected ahead of Tuesday's deadline for foreign troops to leave Afghanistan, ending America's longest war.
We're in constant contact with the Taliban, working to ensure civilians have safe passage to the airport. We are particularly focused on our engagements on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport.
As President Biden relies on our enemies to provide security around the Kabul airport for the Afghan withdrawal, 1,000 likely American voters in a recent Rasmussen poll found that 52% of the respondents said they were not confident that Biden was physically and mentally up for the job. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
An unidentified mother on Fox News says that the Biden administration has given the names of people expected to leave Afghanistan to the Taliban. The situation has gone from bad to worse.
It's very devastating. There is a canal, it's sewage water that people are trying to get through, and they have to jump in there to get out. And our soldiers are working very hard. I don't think they deserve to die in the last moment. They really don't deserve to die in the last moment. I mean, they need help. I met guys that didn't sleep for 7 days straight, and they were still helping people. And not just in Afghanistan, the same thing in Qatar, but especially in Afghanistan, our troops really need help. They need a clear system to be able to help people. I believe they even need more troops out there to help them. And there are a lot of people stranded still. They're left behind, citizens, green card holders, SIVs. And especially now knowing that the Taliban has access to their bio data, this makes it very dangerous for everybody that helped the U.S. government and Afghanistan throughout these 20 years.
The airlift of Americans, guesstimated to be around 1,000, has resumed Friday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Lindley, I just got the calculator out, and I divided $700 by $18,000, meaning Rich's tax bill by your tax bill, and his tax bill is less than 4% of yours. Just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah. Yep, it's crazy to live in California, especially right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, what... If you're willing to share with the class, what have you seen that has been an eye opener? And then what has your daughter seen that she said, or if she said, "Mom, I can't believe this," meaning, you know, good.
we're seeing few people on a lot of land, which is very different for us. Yesterday, we got to visit two wonderful ladies who have been homesteading, which now I understand what homesteading is. And they're out in the middle of nowhere living just happy lives, you know, with their animals and their tools. And I just feel like if they can do it, anybody can do it, you know. So I think it's a real possibility to move from where we have everything to where, you know, man-made everything to, I don't know, this is God's country. It's just exponentially wonderful.
So,
more wonderful than California.
So what I guess what one of the things that you've seen is that if it happens, it's because Rich and his other half have made it happen. The two of them have worked to make it happen. If they want water, they've got to make it happen. They have to fire up solar or the generator or whatever and pump that water. If they want to be warm, they've got to cut some firewood and start the fire in the kitchen wood stove. If they want to cook dinner on the stove, they've got to think about that a half an hour before to make sure that the stove is running. If they want to eat, they've got to go hunting. And Rich takes a couple months out of the year, and he goes hunting and fishing and providing the rest of the year's food. You know, hunting, fishing, canning. He has a garden. And so have you. You've seen evidence of all of these things, I take it. Is that right?
I am seeing independence the way it's supposed to be. Right? No interference around here. Mm-hmm. No one's saying, you can't walk a mile without paying me something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back home, I'm wondering when they're going to start charging us per mile, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is good living. I like being able to get the fresh water. Mm-hmm. I like the outhouse.
mm-hmm.
I like being able to have your food right out there in front of you and know that it's all healthy. They're all healthy animals and you're eating good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the vegetable garden is beautiful here. I'm really impressed that you can grow so much here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've ever talked about this, but on our farm is a tornado shelter. And it looks like a coffin. So it looks like a large rounded top coffin. It's made out of concrete, and the guys and gals who built it wanted to make sure they documented the year that they built it. And I believe it says 1939. That's pretty far from our house, but it's on our farm, but it's pretty far from our house. And so it has a slanted kind of a door. It's in the ground, and right near there is an outhouse that was built around the same time. So our farm does have an outhouse. Now, if someone wanted to use it, it'd be like three-quarters of a mile away or something like that. But it's there. And why is it there? Because it was a necessity. And so you've gone back in time. I mentioned that if you guys did this, you know, adventure, you'd be going back to the 1800s. Is that true, except for the electricity?
It's very true. And, you know, I live in an 1889 home, so I feel like I'm finally living the way they did when they built my home. I'm loving it. This is great. Everything's provided, all the gas, the electric. I learned about the batteries that are helping with the solar and
mm-hmm.
the generator and...
Mm-hmm.
Rich has taught me a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
so,
where do you get to start the generator, you know? And are you going to experience target shooting? Is that something that's on your list?
Yeah, you know, he's going to practice archery.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll get to pull one of those bows
mm-hmm.
and see what happens. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And your daughter is with you. Has she said, "Mom, I can't believe," and then words followed that? Has she said anything like that? Or, "Mom, this is really exciting," or, "This is different"?
I think that she's really enjoying the mountains and all the trees.
Mm-hmm.
She's loving the animals around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that she's going to really appreciate this, especially when she's older. You know, I don't think she probably appreciates it quite as much right now.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe when we return and everything is loud and crazy, you know, she'll say, "Gosh, it was so different before."
Oh, yeah.
We were at Rich's.
Right. So. Well, this is probably overwhelming, the contrast between... than being in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, Rich lives in the middle of nowhere. Dr. Sheely lives in the middle of nowhere, too, believe it or not. His farm is really hard to find, really hard to find. And we live in the middle of nowhere. And Kyle and Sharon live in the middle of nowhere. And so... there are a bunch of us here at USA Prepares who have chosen this lifestyle. And Gwyneth lives in the middle of nowhere. So
right.
Gwyneth's lifestyle is similar in many respects to your hosts. You know, off-grid, solar, and conservation of electricity. Have you seen the conservation of electricity that Rich and... his other half go through? Have you seen evidence of that?
Well, are you like referring to, like, for instance, we have the wood stoves here?
Yeah.
Which is the best. I have a funny story about that. May I tell it quickly?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so just beyond the outhouse is our little, beautiful little cabin. And it's pretty small. I would say it's maybe 120 square feet. And there's a little wood stove in there. And the first night we were here, my daughter, the next morning she complained. She said, "I was so cold. I had two sweatshirts on and two sweatpants and two sleeping bags, and I was still freezing. Rich, could you make a fire?" And Rich said, "You know, I really don't think that you're really going to need it. It's actually a pretty nice day. It's really not that cold." And she said, "Oh, no, I want you to make that fire." And I know that wood stoves heat up really quickly and really well. So I just let it go. I really believe my children need to learn firsthand because you can't always tell someone. But we tried to, Rich especially tried to educate my daughter to let her know that she didn't really need that heat. But he made the fire anyway. So Rich leaves. The fire's going, and it's just a little fire in the stove. Well, within 15 minutes, I'll bet that little home that we're in, the little cabin, that was hot box. Probably, it was just a hot box. I couldn't think of anything else. It must have been 150 degrees within about 15 minutes. And I think that my daughter fell asleep for a moment, because I never fell asleep. It was way too hot. She woke up. And she started jumping up and down like she was, like, being attacked by bees or something. She was just losing it. She ran over. She opened up the front door and ran outside on the porch in the middle of the night. We were so hot. We had the windows open. I had the door open. And I'm praying no bear comes. So that was a good lesson. So the lesson is... listen to your elders, because they're wiser than you.
in the days of coal heating, what would happen? You'd add coal to the furnace, typically in the basement, and you'd have steam heat in these old Victorian houses that were modernized with central heating. And it was really hard to regulate. It wasn't like you had a thermostat. You'd put more coal in or less coal in. You'd let more air into the firebox if you wanted more heat, less air if you wanted less heat. And so it was really hard to regulate. And what people would do if they had too much heat, they'd open the windows in the winter to let some of the heat out. That's how they regulated it. And that's what you guys learned, you know, by opening the door, right?
You can only take off so many clothes.
Yeah. So that was a great experience. And when I asked about electricity, what I was referring to is the conservation of electricity. So, for example, what I mean is at Rich and his other half's farm, if they want electricity, the sun's got to be out. If the sun hasn't been out, they've got to generate it with the generator if they want to expend the gasoline or the fuel for the generator. Otherwise, and the generator has to be operational, and the battery bank has to be ready to receive the electricity, etc. So electricity is not as simple as flipping the switch and turning on the lights. The electricity has got to be there, ready to be dispersed, if you will, or connected, if you will, to the battery bank and the inverter. So when you turn on the lights, what runs through one's mind is, okay, do I really need these lights? Because if I turn them on, I won't be able to do something else. Okay, maybe I won't be able to run the computer. And I believe Rich does not have refrigeration. Is that correct? No refrigerator, or is there one?
There is one. It's on the bottom floor. So all the food is on the bottom floor, which is at ground level.
Uh-huh.
And then the main floor is just upstairs. And, yes, I would have to say that, like, right now I'm standing in the dark, but I have the sun coming through the window. So that's all the light I have where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lamp downstairs that they talk about, should they put it on, turn it on or not. And I have seen the batteries, and I've seen the digital display where it says it went down to, like, 93%, and then he... Well, then something happened, and it went up to
100. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the point is that electricity does not come from the socket. It actually has to be generated. And it sounds like there's a decision. Should we turn on the light or not? Because if we turn on the light, we won't be able to do something else. That's
right.
The kind of thing that goes on when you live off-grid. No question about it. We'll be right back.
Does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Finley, I've got a couple of quick comments. So at 9 o'clock, this broadcast starts, 9 a.m. Central Time. And before the broadcast, I went out and checked our solar display to tell me how many watts we were generating. We were generating at that time about 2,000 watts, which was enough to run the broadcast. And, so as the sun rises, the solar panels generate more and more electricity. They run through the charge controllers and then ultimately charge the battery bank, and that provides current for the inverter, which provides AC for the outlets. Okay, so 2,000 watts at 9 a.m., and I just checked at 9:50, 50 minutes later, just a few minutes ago, we're generating about 4,000 watts. So we have plenty of electricity to run this broadcast. But what I wanted to say was, before the broadcast started, Mrs. Fennelly looked at me, she looked at the meter, and she said, I need to start the laundry, meaning she wanted to, we put some sheets down for the puppies, the shepherds, to sleep on at night, and there was a billion ticks that just fell off, and these little tiny ticks, and so she picks up these sheets, and she put the sheets in the laundry. So normally we don't do the laundry till the sun is, more sun, but because of all these ticks, she wanted to do it, and that meant running the well. So the well pump. So she needed to make sure she had enough electricity for me to do the broadcast, for her to see what she's doing in the laundry room, and to run the well pump, and to start the washing machine to agitate the detergent in the water. So that's what it's like. So I wanted to make that comment. So we do the same thing that you're doing right there in terms of conserving electricity. It's not free, and it's not limitless. The other thing I wanted to suggest that you consider doing, as the headmaster of your school in California, you are the headmaster, and I believe I heard you say that you're going to have your daughter write a report about this adventure. Would you consider sharing that report with Rich Sheban and me?
Of course.
Just for us.
I think so. I need to ask her permission, but yes.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Ask her permission, And she might receive two other grades, you know, one from Rich and one from me. Not to be harsh on her at all, but I think this is just such a wonderful thing that so few people have had the opportunity to experience. And I have a feeling because of your adventure out to Rich's farm that you have opened the eyes of a whole bunch of other people. I believe you really have that. Yes, they can do this. And maybe they can leave their metropolis and pursue the kind of lifestyle that Rich and Norm and Gwyneth and we have. So do you have any other comments, suggestions about this adventure for our class?
Well, what I am learning is what I don't know. I'm learning, I now know what I don't know. For instance, I really would like to learn more about electricity, batteries, the inverted charger, the trimeter. I don't know enough about AC/DC. So he showed me the AC, it has to do with the generator, and the DC comes directly from the sun and it gets banked, he said. So this stuff I'd like to learn more about.
Well, if you would like, we can teach a class right here. I mean, not today, but we can schedule a class, and you can think about your questions. And, you know, I could teach that class. Rich could teach that class. Bert could teach that class. Gwyneth could teach that class. We're all knowledgeable enough to teach that class. So if you would like that, we can make that happen right here on the air.
Yeah, that would be lovely. Because I haven't even heard of a trimeter. I've never heard of that.
There are different kinds of meters. Rich has a trimeter, and it lets him know the current going in, the current going out, the voltage of the current, the amount of current in amps, and probably the relative amount of charge of the battery bank. So when he's banking current, he is storing it in the batteries. Because electricity is very hard to store. It's expensive to store. Believe it or not, of all of the cost of a solar system, which would be the solar panels, plus the electronics, which would be the charge controller and the inverter, and the battery bank. So half of the cost is the battery bank. And that, you know, that's the least technologically sophisticated component of it, but it costs half the cost of the system. So we can talk about that on the air if you'd like. I think it'd be a wonderful class to teach, a primer on what electricity is, solar power, etc., how it works.
And he only has a very small solar.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what he wants to do. He likes the minimalist lifestyle, and because there's less to go wrong. There's less to go wrong. His heating system is his cooking system.
Yeah,
it's all combined.
The old stove, the chicken, and the heat, and the hot water.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about your adventure, you know, in the next several broadcasts with you. Lindley, thank you so much, and thank your daughter. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.